Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Cambodia aligns itself to the ASEAN strong statement delivered earlier and thank the working group for the report. As state party to CEDAW, Cambodia is deeply committed to eliminating all forms of discrimination against women and girls while advancing gender equality and women empowerment across cutting all sectors. To guarantee their participation in political and decision-making process, Cambodia has adopted various national policy and framework. Earlier, the multi-sectoral strategic plan, Neri Ratnak 5, launch of gender mainstreaming strategic plan in environmental sector, the third national action plan to prevent violence against women, and a mechanism requiring women leadership in each governance level. The UN resident coordinator in the country also praised my government for well integrating gender perspective into all national policy. As a result, the number of female civil servants has risen to nearly 50%, with 26% of them are serving in decision-making role, while the number of female business owners has risen to 61% nationwide. On peace and security, Cambodia ranked 13 among 122 nations and second in ASEAN for deploying women peacekeepers under the UN mission. Can the working group elaborate good practices for state to eliminate gender stereotype in community and family level? I thank you.